the B-side. Thank you for joining us on this lovely November, sorry, September.
Monday, September 30th.
Last day?
2019.
How many days in September, Alex? Do you know?
No idea. We can check a calendar.
Is tomorrow October? We don't know.
We do not know, but that's okay, because dates are useless.
I mean, yeah, I suppose.
You Googling calendar?
I am Googling calendar. Oh, it is. Today's the last day of September, which means tomorrow is October 1st.
Yeah.
You know what that means.
4 hours away. No, I don't know.
It's Halloween season.
It is Halloween season currently at Lower. If you go to the Lower register, they have it decked out with orange lights and fake cobwebs. Isn't that exciting?
It is exciting. It's a little early. But it won't be tomorrow. It's like, as soon as it's October 1st, like, I'm like, you know, Halloween spirit all the way.
It looks nice, though. I like.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
I like Halloween decorations.
Yeah, I like it. We got a good show planned for you guys tonight.
Well, we don't really plan our shows, so.
But it's always a good one.
It's always a good one. It's always good.
Alex is taking something out of his bag. What is he taking out? He's taking out.
Look at this. Yeah, look at this.
It's a box.
Well, you don't need to look at that box. That box was just held in it. I told you I'd give you this earlier in the year. Boom. Screen protector for Nintendo Switch.
Oh, wow. All right.
Look at that high quality packaging. If we open it up. Still, it is protective, double-sided film.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
My Nintendo Switch screen will thank you.
Yeah,
I almost got one of those when I first got my Switch.
Uh huh.
But I didn't, and I've had my Switch for over 2 years.
You don't really travel with your Switch.
No, not much. I usually keep it in the dock. But, you know, once in a while, take it in and out, you know?
Yeah, because, you know.
I don't like the way it goes in and out of the dock. I'm very careful when I put, you know, because I don't want to scratch the screen. So this way, I'll
yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
I'll worry about it less. What's new with you, Alex? How was your week? I feel like I saw you a lot this week, but still.
Yeah, we had a radio meet and greet with all our fans on Friday night. Which was kind of fun. Well, it was pretty fun. I had a good time.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. First general body little get together.
I don't know if I really met anyone. I feel like I just talked to people I already knew.
Yeah,
and everyone else I ignored.
Me too. I probably should have done a better job. You know,
I'd be like, I'm the president or the GM.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not much is new.
Cool.
Jay chilling out here, streets of Eastern PA. Oh. Porch Fest last Sunday, 2 to 6. Did you go?
I did not. I don't
know. Oh, it's like live music on random people's porches.
Oh, around here?
Yeah, it was down the road, like a couple blocks, and it was pretty good. Some random live music. People were out in the streets. APO was like volunteering. So,
are you an APO?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I don't believe in service. I'm out only for myself. Hopefully no one finds this when I'm running for president.
Probably the U.S. president.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that
maybe
would be
a congressman.
That would
person.
Be bad, saying I'm only out for myself. That'd be pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, it was a joke. You know, radio people make jokes. Not everything I say is truthful. Well, that's a lie, too. That makes me sound not truthful. But... when I'm president, I will not lie to the people, except for joking purposes, because you do have to make jokes, and jokes generally rely on a slight basis of lying. So I should probably pull out my laptop so I can see what songs on Spotify we have.
The first song you told me before the show, you said you were going to say something, then you're like, oh, wait, I'll save it to tell it, or say whatever it is on the air.
Yeah.
So...
You ready for this?
I'm ready for this. The song is, well, you say it.
Is it Brazil?
It's Brazil.
With the sweaty man on the cover?
With the sweaty man on the cover. I guess he looks pretty sweaty.
Oh, he's like, what? He's like biting something. That song was already on my Spotify account. I've already liked it before.
So is this the first time that's happened? This might be a B-side first, that one of us has already heard of the other song that they were going to want.
Uh, Maybe. Oh, I'm not connected to the Wi-Fi. Why am I not connected? Whatever. It's okay. We can get that song started. I can go eat my food, which I'm not allowed to eat in the radio room, so I have to go to the other room. But why don't we get that started?
All right. So this song is Brazil by Declan? Declan?
Don't know how to say it.
Something. I think it's probably Declan McKenna. Yeah, he's just kind of he's a British dude. He does music. He's got this song called British Bombs that he put out a few weeks ago. That's really good, but it's not clean. And I like thought of that to put it on. And I was like, oh we can't play that. Like, it's really like not clean. I was like, oh, well, I'll still play one of his songs because I like his songs. So this is his most popular song, Brazil. Hope you enjoy it as much as we do.
Yeah. Or...
Welcome back. Once again, that was Brazil by Declan McKenna. It's a fun song.
It is a fun song. What do you think it's about?
I don't really know. I guess I've never paid that close attention to lyrics specifically.
I'm missing one of my songs on this playlist, but I don't know what song I put on here. Just now, add the last song I liked to this playlist.
Alex, I have some exciting Lafayette news for you.
Oh.
Some news.
Yeah, I'm ready for some news.
Me and you now go to school with the number one skee ball player in the world.
I've heard.
Have you heard about this? I have heard.
Was it right?
Okay.
It was in that one group chat.
So, if you're listening, it was, our friend, well, yeah, he's my friend. You know him too. This kid, Elon.
Yeah, I've met him.
He is really good at skee ball, like really good at skee ball. And he competes in a lot of like tournaments and things. And he won the national tournament last night.
Where was it?
It was in Brooklyn. But they were saying during the tournament that, there was some guy from Germany there too, so technically then I guess he'd be the best in the world if it was, if it's a, you know. So, it was a, did you watch it at all last night?
No,
it was,
I didn't.
It was streamed live on Twitch, the whole thing, and I watched a little bit of it. I watched the last round of it, and it was really close. It came down to the very last ball.
Wow.
And he beat this guy who's been doing it for years. And it was at a bar, and Elon like just turned 21. So, this was the first year he could do it at this specific location, do this specific tournament, and he won in his first year. His name is the Skee Ball Kid, that's what he goes by.
Well, he's very young looking, so.
Yeah, so, yeah, congrats to you, Elon, if you're listening.
Do you know how he practices?
I know his dad is his coach, I don't know. I know he, like, goes to, like, different boardwalks and things to...
Okay. That sounds like a, like, I feel like skee ball, like, just because of where, like, you normally play skee ball, it would be kind of, like, expensive, because it's not something you pay per round, basically.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I think there are places that you can go, like, the place he was playing last time was, like, a skee ball bar that I think you can just go and hang out and stuff.
Over the summer, I watched, like, a short documentary about these guys who were trying to make skee ball, like, a real sport.
I think that was the... One of the announcers said that there had been a documentary and they were doing another one.
Huh.
So yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, the guy was like really into the skee ball. He's like, we're gonna make this a sport. We got these lanes. He like made like these custom lanes or had a manufacturer, and then he didn't pay the manufacturer back in time, so the manufacturer started repoing the lanes.
Oh no.
But hopefully they had that all sorted out. You know, they played this tournament. Yeah, good luck.
I thought that was a fun piece of Lafayette news. When you go to such a small school, like I feel like that stuff just is really, really exciting.
Well, it's also interesting, you know, it's such a small sport.
Yeah,
That I haven't really heard of. Well, I know of, but it's not something people are like. Whoa, let's go to the championship. Are you putting up a song to put on next?
Yeah, it was the first one that you got on there.
Oh, can you switch that out to Santa Fe? I feel like Santa Fe might be a better match after the last one. But that might not be true, because Santa Fe might not be the song I think it is.
Santa Fe by...
Beirut?
All right, let's give it a listen.
All right.
If I can...
Too young.
And welcome back. That was Santa Fe by Beirut.
What? Someone broke that already?
You doing all right over there, Alex?
What'd you say?
You doing all right over there, Alex?
Yeah, except I just found out that someone somehow already broke these headphones, and they've been in this room for 1 week.
Oh, yeah. That's not good.
Yeah. Missing cable up there, but I don't really see any sound quality differences. Well, that's unfortunate.
That's very unfortunate.
And these are very expensive headphones that for some reason we have.
Yeah, those have been in here. Well, they haven't been in this room for a while, but they've been in the station for a while.
Yeah. I wonder who bought them originally. They're very comfortable, though.
Oh, yeah. I think these ones are comfortable, too, actually.
Yeah, these are slightly more comfortable.
Yeah, they got a little bit more padding there.
I think they're a little bigger.
Yeah.
I recommend them, though.
Let's see what we got next here. We got the band Honey, H-U-N-N-Y, and this is their song Televised. Do you know the band Honey, Alex?
I do not know the band Honey.
All right. Well, here they are.
Let's get it. And we are back after that song. It's very chill. It's very, maybe emotional. Maybe, you know, maybe you feel similar feelings towards someone in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe not everyone. You don't have to feel those feelings. Yeah. Feelings are a weakness.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's okay. What is this? Oh, it's downloading right now.
Are you playing the Mario Kart mobile game?
I downloaded it, played the tutorial, and then one game, and then decided I didn't like it.
That's it?
Yeah. What about you? You play?
Yeah, I've been playing a lot.
Have you been spending the cash?
No, I have not. I'm going to try and avoid that entirely. Uh-huh.
It's not that addictive.
Although I do have... I mean, it's pretty addicting, but it's not like it's like... I feel like you can get away without paying. Because you don't need to pay to play. You just like unlock things. But I think I can get away okay. with that.
Like what kind of things can you unlock? Well, there are like the different characters give you like more shells on certain levels or whatever.
Yeah, it's a little like pay to win in that regard, I think. But I don't know. There's not like a like an item like there's I don't know. There's not a way to like buy specific things, I don't think. So it's not like there'd be like something I really want. And then
is it like a loot box kind of thing?
Yeah, it's like that. Which I don't know. I'm not really into, I guess. I think it's a lot of fun. I've played it quite a bit in the last few days. It's cool.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll play another one or two rounds. But I don't really like the controls. I always get my left and right drifting messed up.
Yeah, the drift controls are definitely, I think, harder than the. Or it took me a while to get used to because I wanted to try and do that, and it took me a while to get used to. But no, it's a lot of fun.
I like Mario Kart 8 a lot.
Yeah, Mario Kart 8, it's probably my favorite Mario Kart.
Going back to Mario Kart on the Wii, it's a completely different game.
Yeah.
The way you drift and stuff.
Yeah, I think it's a lot better than the one on the Wii. Although I used to love the one on the Wii a lot.
Yeah.
But
you get used to the new technology and you don't want to go back. Yeah. Also, you want to turn off that light right there?
This light right here? Yeah, I can.
Because this light's always throw off a lot of heat. At least the other one does. You know, keep it cool in here. This room is...
It is very hot on... That lamp is...
Yeah. This room is a hot room. And so any energy saving is definitely a plus.
Yeah. Should we jump into the next song, Alex?
Yeah. Why don't we play Any Other Way by Tom Berlin. Tom Berlin on the album At Weddings.
I'm good.
And we are back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 on the tracks. Why don't we do a PSA?
Sure. You got one?
No, but actually on the way over, I was like, you know, I got one in my head. And I'll freeball it.
Okay.
All right. U.S. doctors, you know, you're a hardworking man, woman, other, and you work on a computer screen or up close. Mm-hmm. It can cause eye strain throughout the day, leading to blurred vision and headaches. So doctors recommend the 20-20-20 rule. Do you know what that means?
I don't, Alex. What does that mean?
The 20-20-20 rule is every 20 minutes for 20 seconds, look 20 meters away. So after 20 minutes of work, give a good old blink, look 20 meters away, which is 60 feet, which I think in most offices, you can't see things 60 feet away.
Yeah, it's pretty far.
Yeah, so you have to look out a window. So look out a window, enjoy the view, and help reduce eye strain.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Like all off the top of my head.
Who needs written PSAs when you got Alex over here? Where'd you learn about that?
The eye doctor. Because I had some random flashing in my eye over the summer, so I went to like three different eye doctors. Mm. And I heard it in two different locations. Hmm. The 20-20-20 rule.
There you go. Easy to remember.
Yeah.
They're always talking about this, the blue light, you know, from computer screens.
Keeping you awake.
It's not good for your eyes. It keeps you awake. It's not good for your eyes. There's these glasses now you can get, blue light, that block blue light, you know?
Uh-huh.
But I already wear glasses, so.
Yeah, it's hard to double set.
But maybe they'll start have like a, they'll build it in, you know?
Yeah. Have you ever tried contacts?
I have not. I've never tried contacts. I like the way I look in glasses.
Yeah.
I've worn them for a long time.
I don't know what you look like without them.
Mm-hmm. You'll never know.
they're glued on.
And I don't know. I think I could probably get used to wearing contacts, but I don't like the idea of touching my eye.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't touch your eye. It's like the plastic touches your eye, okay. And you touch the plastic.
Yeah, no, I get that part. But all right, moving on to the next song.
I guess it's your choice.
All right, let's go with you know the band Boy Pablo.
I do know Boy Pablo. I'm not a big fan of Boy Pablo, actually.
What, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not. I don't know. I think they're good.
Well, like my opinion is based off of like one song that was recommended to me on YouTube.
Hmm. This actually might be that song because this is pretty. This is their big song.
At the on the water.
Yeah. This is that song that Alex doesn't like.
Oh, yeah, I don't like this song. Skip. No, it's okay.
He's already skipped it.
I'm gonna take my headphones off.
It's funny. I also I think saw this on
YouTube.
On YouTube, so.
They somehow got the sometimes YouTube algorithm to promote them.
Sometimes it doesn't work. Yeah, you gotta, it's all about getting the algorithm.
I wonder how you can. We gotta learn the ways of, so that way I can get popular videos on YouTube and make lots of money.
Mm. Yeah. So this is the song "Every Time" by Boy Pablo.
Okay.
They're a band from I think California, probably. They got an album called Soy Pablo. They have an EP called Roy Pablo. But they are called Boy Pablo.
Do you think all their albums are going to be following that format?
Maybe. I don't know. I think it was supposed to be kind of like a self-titled. I mean, it's not their exact name, but you know.
Yeah.
So this is the song "Every Time."
Hello.
By Boy
Pablo. Hello. 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 Okay.
Met him yet.
And we are back once again. That was Every Time by Boy Pablo. How'd you like it this time around, Alex? Would you skip it again?
I'm back.
How'd you like it this time around, Alex?
My quesadilla cold. So my quesadilla is not as good as it was before I got here, and I was told I could not bring it into the radio station.
I meant more like the song, but it's cool.
Well, I think as a background listen, because it's like that dreamy, poppy sound.
Bedroom pop is what it's called.
Yeah. It's a little bit more. Wow, this is really boring. So, yeah.
All right. Well, sorry, Boy Pablo, if you're listening. Alex is not a fan.
Yeah.
What kind of quesadilla did you get?
I got a chipotle chicken, which I've never had before.
How was it? Was it good? I've never gotten that.
It's okay. It's kind of like, it's not my favorite quesadilla. It tastes okay. Oh, I'm not even talking to my mic. It tastes okay. I definitely recommend the barbecue chicken one. That's my favorite.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, at Lower, which is one of the dining halls here, they had quesadillas for a while. They had like chicken and cheese and whatever. And then one semester, they're like, we now have 12 quesadillas. They have all these quesadillas. It was crazy. So it's cool. I think I've tried most of them, but I haven't had the chicken one that you were talking about, the Chipotle chicken.
I haven't had the Impossible one yet.
Yeah, I haven't had that either. But I've had the Impossible taco. I've tried it at Gilbert's.
Oh, how was it?
Not good.
Oh. Well, it was okay.
But I also feel like I get it. Like, if you want... So Alex is setting up a game of... Sorry to completely change the subject. Alex is setting up a game of Mario Kart right now. Do you just pick 100cc?
Oh, you want to play 200?
I don't play 200. I don't play 150.
150, okay. Okay, we can play 150. I wasn't sure your comfortability... how comfortable you are with this game. Right, so, okay. 150c.
All right. Alex is, this is your controller. Challenging me in Mario Kart, so we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, also, I won the game of Ultimate Chicken Horse. It was a runaway win.
Yeah, I'm not very good at that game, but I found out.
Okay, you're playing as Inkling?
Of course.
Oh, also, so the people don't... Well, actually, maybe next time we'll do this game format, but next song up is Remember Last Time by Avi Buffalo.
It's a long one.
Oh, good. 7 minutes and 28 seconds. That brings us almost to the end of the show, so we can actually, like, race. That's good. You don't want to stop a race mid-race. That would be so fun.
All right. Here it is.
We'll be right back. Have you ever tried the time trial? I've tried one.
And we are back. That was Remember Last Time by Avi Buffalo. Apologies for the... we forgot to turn the mics off there for the first minute or so of that song.
I hope you enjoyed our Mario Kart commentary.
Right now, I'm in first place with 27 points, and Alex is in second place with 20 points after two races.
I had a hard loss the first round. Unfortunately, made it back with a first place finish in the second. Playing the Star Cup.
Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Yeah. Deluxe. That means I got the Mercedes-Benz DLC. Which I think is a very weird DLC for this game.
Yeah, it was on the Wii U one too.
Yeah. What do you think about a Mercedes-Benz Super Smash Brothers?
I mean, there's not a lot of cars in Smash Brothers. So.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
This next song is Passion Fashion, it's called. It's by the band Judah and the Lion. Do you know Judah and the Lion, Alex?
I don't think so.
It's featuring John Bellion, who you might know. Do you know John Bellion, Alex?
Not so sure. Also, when you talk, don't talk on the mic. People can't hear you, Matt.
Sorry, everyone. Sorry. Well, it's hard because you're sitting like directly behind me, and I want to talk to you.
Well, you can talk to me just with your voice.
So this is Passion Fashion featuring John Bellion.
I have one of their songs liked, Suit and Jacket.
By Judah and the Lion.
They have a lot of plays, 49 million plays.
They do, yeah. They're pretty big. They're pretty big.
All right, let's...
Here they are.
Let's listen.
Turn me off again.
I am still on the air.
I got passion, wear it like a fashion trend. I got ambition, yeah, I'm on a mission with. I got a vision, I got so much intention. I got motivation, not stop until we taking this. They say it's cool not to care. I care too much. They say I break the rules. Well, I got charisma. All my life, focused on the positive. I'm emotional, I'm a stubborn optimist. All this hating people make me wanna throw up. All these fake people got me screaming, grow up. I got love, yeah, I'm making that my mantra. All my hope through these speakers like a monster. I got passion, wear it like a fashion trend. I got charisma. All my life, suddenly, and
and my coffee loves cakes. My coffee loves cakes, being everybody's cup of tea.
A little bit of an update. I just ran into every banana on the course you could.
So the current standing is I'm in first with 42 points, and Alex is in fifth with 25 points.
Normally, I always come in first. I don't know what's happening. My hands are a little rusty.
Doesn't know what's happening.
I'm a little sleepy. I haven't had dinner. I'm not allowed to eat my dinner in here.
Yeah, Alex, you're not. During DJ training, I had to tell everyone, can't eat in here, can't drink in here, so I can't be letting you eat and drink in here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but...
I haven't
been to the DJ training.
that's another problem.
I went the first time. I went my sophomore year.
What's next? Do you have any other songs?
Let's see. We got one more song
to close out the show here.
We can play... Subterraneans by Willie J. Healy. I'll add to the playlist. You might have to update your thing. Subterraneans by Willie J. Healy on the album People and Their Dogs. Don't know what this... I don't even know if I like this song. I think I actually pressed liked on it. But that's okay.
We'll see.
First song on the album. The album has 13 three-minute songs on it. Yeah, about 3 minutes. And one explicit. The picture on the album is a man wrapped up in a blanket eating an ice cream cone. And maybe there's a dog in there, too. 44-minute album released in 2017.
All right, let's give it a listen.
Fun.
And we are back. That was Subterraneans by Willie J. Healy. And that brings us to the end of the show tonight.
Happy Monday.
I wanted Mario Kart, by the way.
Yeah, but I came in first place on Matt Gerber's favorite map.
You did. I was on Mount Wario. That was a little upsetting. I really like that map. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Hope you have a great week. We'll catch you next week with another...
Radio show. Good luck with all your tests and studying and interpersonal relationships and self-help and self-care and self-motivation. If you're exercising, go out there and exercise. Push yourself. No pain, no gain. Oh, fun fact. I want to try and run a 50-mile marathon at some point.
Wow, a 50-mile, have you done a regular marathon?
No.
Oh, okay. Jumping right to 50.
Right to 50. No training, no practice. I'm going out. I signed up. $100.
When are you doing this 50-mile marathon?
Next weekend.
All right. Really.
But I do want to do one. They look cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, they're a bunch of like bad YouTube documentaries on them, so...
All right, well, we'll check back in with your training next week.
Thank you.
See how many miles you're at. Till then, this has been the B-Side. You have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm Matt.
And I'm Alexander Andrews. And before we go out, special radio announcement. If you are tuning in to listen to the next show, they have not shown. And so,
are you sure about that?
I don't see them.
Oh, she's here.
We're good. Oh, never mind. They're here. We're late.
All right.
It's okay. Never mind. Don't listen to their show.